Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, the blogs go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so there was a new one that popped up there yesterday. Swing on by. You can check that out anytime you want to. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link. Take yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, hey, we would greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man.
So, all right. Well, obviously, you know, it's the first day of the Major League Baseball season. So, as you can guess, Dan and I have been watching. Dan's trying to work and watch baseball at the same time. I've just been watching a lot of baseball. We did have two postponements. We had the Orioles and Red Sox game called off very early because of weather. And then the Mets and Nationals game was called due to COVID. The Nationals had a player test positive leaving spring training, so they had to do the contact tracing and all the stuff that goes with that. So to be safe, they canceled the game. I don't know how it will affect the rest of the series. Hopefully they'll be able to get started tomorrow, but we'll see how it goes. So... what did you watch, Dan?
I had mostly the Cubs, but, you know, I had the Blue Jays and the Yankees in the background going at first and kind of surprised. Well, I guess I shouldn't be, but a little bit more surprised that the Yankees didn't, take off on the bat. I think it ended in like the 10th or 11th in a tie game. Well, obviously it didn't end in a tie game. But when I turned it back on, it was 2-2, but I looked away and then the game was over. For me, watching the Cubs, the thing that stands out the most, obviously, is the rookie second baseman, is that? He's the second baseman, correct? Hits his first home run off of Kyle Hendricks. So,
third baseman, but you were close.
Third baseman. Yeah. I had the beat for that.
That's good.
So, I mean,
you had the beat. In there, that's a flaw.
Definitely disappointing, you know, so far as a Cub fan to go into the bottom of the seventh down 5-2, but I did learn that one of David Ross's favorite opening day moments was when Jason Hayward hit his first home run off of Carlos Zambrano, and I don't know if that would be my favorite, but that one was definitely memorable, Cub fan or not. Granted, he was playing with the Braves back then, but, you know, for David Ross to kind of pick that one out, I think, you know, for me, that's one that stands out. And maybe that's the problem. He mentioned that, obviously, pregame. And what happened? Another rookie that's considered to be one of the – already one of the guys to lead the Rookie of the Year voting, launches his first home run off the Cub. So, go figure.
So, yeah, and we did. We do have two finals already. The early games went final. They kicked off the season with the Blue Jays at the Yankees, and then the next game that started right about 5 minutes after that was the Indians at the Tigers. Oddly, Dan, both of those games ended 3-2. The Tigers ended up beating the Indians, and then the Blue Jays beat the Yankees in extra innings. Now, Dan, I was really enjoying that Blue Jay-Yankee game until it got to the extra innings, and then they did that stupid thing where they put the runner on second base, and it just ruined it for me. So for nine innings, it was a really good game.
Well, they still kept that crap? Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, they still have that, and apparently we still have seven-inning double headers. So.
Well, you know, Big Jack, I think, who won?
The Blue Jays.
I mean, I think we should do our own offline tracking of this year, because that is not a win to me. Still a tie game in my mind.
Yeah,
they need the third category like the NHL has, you know, when you win a game in, you know, in overtime, the other team still gets a point because it was in overtime. Because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it was, you know, I mean, because all that happened was the Blue Jays got a runner on second. The leadoff guy doubled, that runner scored, that was it. That was, if that guy wouldn't have been on second base, it would have stayed a tied game.
Yeah, well, we don't want that.
You know, God forbid we have to play more innings. So.
Well, not only that, you know, like we discussed before, who really, and I'm not saying like who really cares about the extra innings. I don't think playing the extra innings is that big of an issue to begin with. But if it is an issue, this rule is the dumbest rule. And just like you said, a tie game. Tie game. It's 162
yeah.
freaking games for the entire season. How is it going to make that big of a difference having at the most, what would you say, 12 to less, definitely less than 20 ties, wouldn't you say that? I don't feel like they have that many.
So, yeah, and then maybe you can answer this one for me, because I heard this multiple times throughout all the games I flipped to today. Everybody kept talking about how there's, you know, it's going to be such a huge difference for the players going from a 60-game season to a 162-game season. And what I didn't understand, Dan, because looking at the players – none of them looked like fat and out of shape, like they've been cruising the fast food drive-thrus because we only played 16 games last year. Did these guys not get in shape their last season? I don't seem to understand what the issue is with going back to normal.
Yeah, I don't see the issue either. I don't think the players are going to have the problem. I think the guys bringing that up are going to be the ones with the issue. Up until now, you know, maybe I wasn't listening as well, but I don't feel like that was addressed on the Cubs broadcast.
Yeah, I don't know. I only watched like three hitters, and as soon as Hendricks gave up the home run, I turned it off, so I don't know what they're talking about. But, like, during the Yankee-Blue Jay game, I heard whoever was calling it, I know Eduardo Perez was doing color. I don't know who he was working with. They mentioned it multiple times, you know, and then on the Indians Tiger game that I was streaming, they mentioned it multiple times. During commercial, I flipped over to the MLB Network to, you know, while the game was just to get some highlights of some of the other games that had started, and they mentioned it. And I'm like, really? Do you really think it's going to be that gigantic of an issue when we get the game, you know, 100 that a professional baseball player isn't going to be able to do his job anymore because he's going to be tired from playing baseball?
I don't think so. But yeah, I mean, it's just, to me, that's kind of cop out, and it's just something, a crutch they're going to hold on to all season. And not to say that this is what's going to happen, but, you know, when it comes to the MVP voting and we get to that point, and let's just say for some reason Mike Trout's numbers are so low in comparison to what he's done in the past, and he doesn't even really technically belong in, say, the top 10, let alone 5. that is where that excuse is going to be brought up and put into play, and how to basically manipulate the narrative on that the media presents to us. So I think it's just, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, these guys have, with the exception of any of the rookies starting this year, they've all played 130 season games for years. So I think, if anything, this is going to get them back into their normal groove. I mean, you know what I mean? They're back into their baseball players, and I think a lot of sports guys in general are have the structure. And when you take them out of that structure, it throws everything off. And I think they'll be better adapted and suited to continue to go this way. They've had their normal spring training. They reported at the normal time. Regular season starting at the normal time. So I don't see how playing an extra 102 games is really going to make that big of a difference, except for helping with, you know, like I just pointed out, but also pushing that narrative to, with the collective bargaining agreement coming up at the end of the season, and why they need to drop games off the schedule. Boom. There it is, Big Jack. Put your foil hat, get it wrapped up real nice and tight, and that's exactly what it's being pushed for. So all it has to do is losing the games in the next CBA.
So yeah, and you know, and again, the thing to me is, like, I would think of all things, last year would have been harder for a player because, you know, they started so late. You know, they had to play a limited number of games. So, you know, as we saw, I mean, there were guys who just had terrible seasons. And, you know, you got to wonder if you start pressing, because, you know, if you're 10 games in and you're struggling, you got to realize you've only got 50 more to go. I got to get going. So, you know, you didn't have that cushion where it's like, oh, yeah, I got 100, you know, games to keep get going, I'll be okay. So yeah, I get it. That would be like, you know, having somebody who had to work part-time last year because of COVID going back to working full-time. It's what they're used to. It wouldn't be that big of a deal for them to adjust. But I mean, they made this out like we had been playing 60 games these guys' whole careers, and all of a sudden they jumped it up to 162, and there's just no way these guys are going to be able to adjust to that. Like, what are you idiots talking about? You know, and I just know we're going to listen to it all frickin' season.
Most likely, but I think it's BS. And who was the other league or game that you turned on to that was spouting it that wasn't the networks?
Detroit and Cleveland. The Detroit side of the announced team is what I was listening to there, and they were talking about it.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out, because, you know, at first you got to think about the networks and, you know, who the head is. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Detroit is a Fox network, isn't it?
You know, I don't know. I wasn't paying close enough attention. I know they used to be, but I think there's been some changes. I want to say Bally got in on their deal, so I think they have something to do with it now as well.
All right, so who the hell is Bally? Because I'm streaming on MLB.com. Are you? They have their own TV network.
They might. I'm beginning to wonder, because I've seen their name all over the place.
Are you sure it's the fitness? Because they were like taken over by LA Fitness years ago. I just thought it was hilarious because I'm looking. I've got 3 games streaming right now of the 5. Now I don't know which ones are streaming, but 3 of them all have that B from like Bally's. Back in the day,
I also believe they're a casino, if I am not mistaken.
They what?
I believe they may be a casino.
Bally Casino.
So here I'm using your favorite sports engine, or your favorite search engine. Sorry, your sports engine. Yeah, and I have Bally Sports, Fox Sports Network, formerly known as Fox Sportnet, is the collective name of the group of a regional channel. So yeah, it looks like Bally Sports is the one that has taken over. It is a joint venture company of Sinclair Broadcasting. Aren't they the people who own Marquee as well?
Yeah. Well, they couldn't own everything. So, I mean, that does make sense. I mean, it is interesting because you got to remember Disney bought Fox, bought everything from Fox, but they weren't allowed to keep all the sports networks because of ESPN. So they had to put that out there somewhere. It's pretty bad though, Big Jack, that you and I watch so much baseball that we even know which network shows each one. You know, because my first immediate thought was you were talking about Eduardo, and I know he's an ESPN commentator. I know the Indians are They're under the I thought they were. Well, their radio station is under the ESPN network, so I don't know how that works with theirs. So I was wondering if it was just like a coming from Disney type thing to help push an agenda. But now you pretty much got it across all the networks. So I think it's funneled down from the top where everyone's listening to the same damn podcast.
Yeah, you know, and the media has pushed the narrative enough about what they, you know, they like and, you know, what they don't like that I'm sure, you know, you get a bunch of bandwagon jumpers, you know, because obviously they like that runner on second rule because the games generally end faster. So, you know, they can get out of, you know, God forbid they have to stay at the ballpark. So,
when you put it like that, though, it makes more sense. So, you know, ESPN, I don't think, especially Sunday night baseball, Monday night, they do the evening games. During this time, they'll add some on during the day. But part of that issue with extra innings and this and that for, you know, the big guys, Fox, maybe even TBS, I don't know what they do on Sundays, but some of the other networks, they don't want it to go over because they have their regularly scheduled programming.
Right.
Granted, you know, Fox would maybe have it on their network, national network, but I don't know if they would kick them off and send them to Fox Sports 1 when The Simpsons came on. You know what I mean? Things like that. So it's interesting you put it like that with the extra innings being the way they are and the second man on second. Just something much better for the networks than it is actually the game. So now we have the bad guys. We have the
That's part of the reason. Because obviously you want those big TV contracts. And if they want the games to end sooner, you're going to figure out a way to get the games to end sooner.
Yeah.
You know, that's all there is to it. And there was a funny situation. I don't know if you were watching the Dodgers-Rockies game. I don't remember what inning it was. It was pretty early in the game. It may have been the second or the third. And Justin Turner got a single. So he was on first base with Cody Bellinger up. Bellinger hits a really deep fly ball to left field. And it had a chance. Rommel, I believe it is, Tapia is playing left field for the Rockies. He gets to the wall. He jumps. Ball goes off his glove and over the wall. So Bellinger just hit his first home run of the year. Justin Turner thinks it's an out. Turns around, retags second, goes hustling back to first, and runs right by Cody Bellinger. So the two runs come off the board. Justin Turner is out, and Cody Bellinger gets credited with a single instead of his first home run of the year.
Wow.
So, yeah. So yeah, it was pretty humorous watching Turner run around, because he was hustling to get back. He was on his horse thinking he was in trouble, and he's running at Bellinger, who's waving his hands at him, Yeah, did I don't even know if he saw him. He just cruised right by him. So.
Ken, you know he's going to hear that for the rest of the season from his teammate, the old man on the team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, you know, and then, again, since you were all over the place, do you know who hit the first home run of the season?
Vlad Guerrero Jr.?
No. I'm trying to remember if there were any homers in that game. I don't think Gary Sanchez hit a two-run homer. It wasn't him. You got another. It has to be a Yankee, a Blue Jay, an Indian, or a Tiger because they had the early starts.
Gary Sanchez Jr.
No, it was Miggy.
No kidding. I don't even know how the hell
in the snow. It was really snowing at the time, and he hit a home run to right center field off of last year's Cy Young winner Shane Bieber. So,
do you think he's going to be one of those sleeper guys that might do a little bit more than anyone anticipated?
Who, Miggy?
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's only one day, but he, you know, he slimmed down. He put the work in. So I definitely think it's possible. So, you know, and then he made a great – I saw him make a fantastic diving defensive play to get a – you know, they had runners on first and second, and he ended up getting the force out at second for the second out of the inning, and then they got the third out, and Cleveland ended up not scoring. So they probably saved a run. So it's just – he looks like a whole different Miguel Cabrera this year. So.
And they moved him to first, correct?
Instead of DH-ing. So, but of course, Dan, you know, we'll have to wait to see how the older guy does once we add on some games, because, you know, he's got to play 162 this year instead of 60. So, you know, we'll have to see how he holds up.
Yeah, he's never done that before, so.
Right. Yeah, not like he's ever played that many games in a season before.
I mean, it's not like he's the only other guy to hit the Triple Crown, but.
Right, yeah. You know. It'll be difficult.
I can't say my frustrations today, Big Jack, though, as I kind of talked about it yesterday with you, or maybe I didn't. Maybe it's my wife just kind of crying. So my iPad
didn't talk
mini,
to me.
Yeah, I know. My days are all running together. My iPad mini no longer supports the MLB app. So I was like, all right, well, that sucks. So I'll put the Cubs game on. Yeah. The Marquee app downloaded, but it won't show me video. I haven't even messed around with the ESPN app yet. So, you know, I'll try to do that later. So I'm very frustrated. Not only that, I have an iPad 2 from 10 years ago. Yeah, I still have it. It still works. Yeah, can't watch anything on there. And then my wife had an iPad 3 that her work gave her. Basically the number 2, just a little bit skinnier and lighter. That plays no video, except for Amazon Prime. I need to put baseball on Amazon Prime. Okay, I could stream Prime on all of them. So, come on, guys. Let's get some baseball on Amazon Prime. But, you know, that's been my biggest frustration just for that. But, well, not only that, I can't use the app on my tablet at all. So, you know, trying to go through yesterday night adjusting my team because I had a couple guys that were NA'd, like Jake Odorizzi, who only has a couple days of preparedness, so he's going to be out for a couple weeks. And then I had one other guy, but, you know, and I was trying to find starting pitching because in the one league I didn't get enough. But then after I freaked out about trying to find another starting pitcher, who I picked up Urania from the Tigers to pitch this Sunday, I remember we only needed 20 innings. But then again, with today's game, you still need a handful of starters because they might only pitch 5 innings a game.
Yeah,
so,
you probably need 5 guys to get 20 innings. So
yeah. So it's interesting to kind of go back and forth. And then, of course, not being able to look at the app, I couldn't really pull out my players for our picks.
which I did get in last night.
Well, it is funny while you're kind of talking about getting your fantasy stuff set. I talked a little bit about our money league draft, and you know how I kind of checked out, you know, after we had the big debate between Buster Posey and Yadier Molina. So we decided we were going to take a second catcher this year. So, you know, no big deal. I mean, you know, in that league, it's, you know, it's less teams. It's easy to find a catcher if you need one, you know, and it's a weekly lineup. So you can't make, you know, if your guy gets hurt, you got to wait till the end of the week to do anything. And then what I realized after the draft was done is for some reason, Mr. Fantasy loaded up on starters and only drafted three relievers. Now, you start three relievers a week, so that's fine. We have plenty of guys to start. The problem is one of the guys he drafted was Trevor Rosenthal. Now, if you're a fantasy player and you're paying attention, the A's put Trevor Rosenthal on the 10-day DL before the game started today. So if we had had another reliever, we could have went in and swapped guys. But since we don't have another reliever, we're going to get a zero for this week and next week with Trevor Rosenthal. So, yeah, I was just kind of like, okay, you know, and I'm trying to be positive about it all and, you know, take it in the best way possible. But the best thing about it, Dan, and I know you'll get a kick out of this one, he can't blame me.
It's the best part, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, because, you know, I mean, because you know how it, you know how this league goes. You know, because for the most part of it, I've always kind of done the majority of the drafting, especially later in the draft, because he doesn't know the rookie. So that's my job to go out and find us those hidden rookies or, you know, when we need to take, you know, certain guys. Like last year, we grabbed Fernando Tatis Jr. So, you know, obviously a very good pickup. But, you know, and he didn't even know Diddley Squat about the guy. You know, so I was like, okay, we got to get this guy. And, yeah, I was like, okay, well, that was, you know. So, you know, that bought me a little bit of reprieve from his wrath. But now this year, yeah, he can't say, well, you know, maybe you shouldn't have picked that guy. Because, obviously, I didn't. So, there you go. So yeah, yeah, you know, in all honesty, I am too, but I think the only reason we are is because he couldn't find anybody to replace me with. So
I just meant doing it on his Mr. Fantasy, you know. Thought he would do it on his own.
Yeah, you know, he definitely likes having a guy because he doesn't quite have the freedom to make sure everything's changed every day. So he needs that guy there who can help him out. So
makes sense. But good luck to you in that league. It's only day one for us, so I have no clue what it's going to look like, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, you know, I'm not panicking or anything. You know, I think the only mistake I made is I wanted to start Victor Caratini, and I forgot to put him in my lineup, but I left Kiner Falafel in from the Rangers, and that worked out okay because he got a hit in his first bat. So I was like, okay, well, at least I got a hit today.
So. Now, did you do you have your picks up in front of you, or
my picks for our league or for?
Well, no, for MLB.
Oh no, I do not. I am taking a look at my lineup for tomorrow to see what it looks like, because I had two guys end up on the IL. So I have to get them on the IL, and then I was looking to see if they would allow me to pick anybody else up, but I have to wait till tomorrow morning to do that. So, but no, I think I remember my picks. Do you have them up in front of you? I mean, you got yours up?
I was trying to open the app real quick. If you wanted to go with yours first.
So, we might be a little easier to just kind of group them all, because I know we all picked the same team to win the AL East. So.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I was hoping it would update in Google Sheets, so it didn't. It was pretty funny but it's just interesting with the way Google and their the way we set it up to see that. I don't know if you were looking at this too, but you know, like you said, in the AL East we all picked the Yankees. I wish I remembered. I think, you know, did you go with the Blue Jays? Maybe that was me.
As where? No, yeah, I went Yankees, Blue Jays, Rays, Red Sox, Orioles.
I wish I didn't pull that out. I can't remember if I went Rays, Blue Jays. But I felt bad. I'm like, man, they're putting the Red Sox down at the bottom. What happened to the Red Sox, you know?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find. You know how I am with these things. I probably deleted it, so. Yeah, no, I don't see it. What the? Who knows? God, I don't know what the hell I did with it. So,
here we go, Big Jack. Oh, nope, that didn't work.
I'm trying to remember when you sent it to me, but I don't see it. I don't know what the heck I did with it. So
yeah, I've got it all. So here we go. For me in the East, you know, I went Yankees, Rays. I did go with the Rays. So did you say you went with the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the oddball. Boston, Baltimore. So it was pretty interesting that we all picked first, third, and last the same. The AL Central was a little bit different. Who did you go with for number one?
I believe I went with the White Sox.
Oh. I have to go through each one. Yeah, you went with the White Sox. So Schomburg, Stu, and I took the Twins. We all agreed. This is pretty interesting, and I don't know if this is just the way baseball, you know, presented itself to all of us, but, you know, we all went with Indians, Royals, and Tigers. And then off to the west, we all still think the Astros are, you know, who are going to make it, you know, still take that lead in the division. But then, no, Schaumburg too was the oddball compared to us. You and I both went with the Angels where he went with the A's. And then, you know, flip-flopped. We went with the A's in third. He went with it with them in second. But we all had different So for third place, I went with the A's. Who did you go with?
The A's.
Oh, the A's. It's just weird how this broke up. And then Schaumburg too. Oh, that's where it went different. So I screwed up. So, you know, three of us went with the Astros. Stu went with the A's for second place, while you and I went with the Angels. For third place, he went with the Rangers, while we both went with the A's. And then last place, you know, for fourth place, we all went somewhere different. You know, he went with the Angels. I went with the Mariners, and I think you went with the Rangers.
Yeah, and last I have the Rangers, yeah.
Yeah, and then in last place, I have the Mariners. And it looks like you went with the Rangers, so sorry, Big Jack, but we went against you on that one. I don't know how you felt about this. It's the one division where we could only agree on the bottom dweller. The NL East, this was the hardest division for me, Big Jack. I just felt like all these teams could potentially take first or second. And it'll be interesting to see how this division plays out. But like I said, we all went with the Marlins in the bottom. Who am I looking at? Schaumburg Stu went with the Braves. Who did you go with?
The Mets.
Did you go? You went with the Mets, and I went with the Nats. And then for second place, Schaumburg Stu went with the Mets. Did you go with the Mets?
No, I have the Mets in first. I have the Braves in second.
Oh, so then we both went with the Mets in second. For third place, you know, the Phillies got a third vote, and then the other two took the Nats. So that obviously was me with the Phillies in third. Fourth place was the Phillies for you guys, and then I went with the Braves. And like I said, we all had the Marlins at the bottom. You know, the Central was separated. Oh, man. Schaumburg Stu went with the Cardinals, where I went with the Cubs, and you went with the Cardinals as well. Second place, I went with the Cardinals. You guys took the Brewers. We all took the Reds for third place, and then the Cubs for fourth place, where I went with the Brewers. And then we all agreed that Pittsburgh's just going to hang out. The National League West, Big Jack, we all had the Dodgers. We all had the Padres. And, you know, first and second. Looks like two of us, me and you, took the Giants in third, with Stu taking the Rockies. We all agreed that the Diamondbacks will be in fourth. And then you and I went with the Rockies in last, where he went, took the Giants in last. So pretty interesting. I did find it awesome that we all agreed on the AL, NL champ, and World Series winner.
Yeah, I guess that's with the way this year's set up, I don't know if that's too big of a surprise. So
yeah. So, just randomly, I don't think it really matters who picked it, but you know, we could figure that out later. But AL Manager of the Year, our three contenders, Big Jack, Aaron Boone, Joe Maddon, and Tony La Russa. I went with Maddon because I just felt like...
Oh, so you're the guy. Okay. I was wondering what guy I was getting for the podcast. So,
I
have Aaron Boone. Yeah. So,
I kind of figured that because Stu, again, doesn't... he goes AL first or NL first. Or no, that is right.
Oh,
never mind. No. I was backwards because I forget that Tony La Russa doesn't manage the Cardinals anymore.
Yeah.
So that one's on me. I just kind of felt that Joe Madden was going to get it because the Angels were going to do pretty well. And then you know how it is. He's a media darling. How could he not get it? So, you know, that goes new team. They're going to win it all or whatever. Who did you go with? Yeah. I mean, you went with Dave Roberts for Manager of the Year for...
I'm the only non-Tingler pick in the National League, I believe, if I remember correctly. You guys both took Tingler, didn't you?
Yeah, and I spelled it Tingler, so go figure.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I just felt like Dave got it, and you know how the media is, that they're not going to vote it in again.
Yeah. I just figure when they win 120 games, it's going to be hard to say he's not the Manager of the Year.
Yeah.
So
we all went separate on AL Rookie of the Year. You took Jared Kelnick. I went with Andrew Vaughn. I don't know why. All right, because he was the one I read that made the opening day roster. And then Stu went with Aaron Zarena. I don't remember his first name. I didn't know what to think of your Nico Horner pick.
Neither did I. So, you know, especially because I don't think he started today, so now I'm going to wonder how much playing time he's going to get. But, I just figured what the hell, I would take kind of a shot, and I wanted somebody who, you know, wasn't super obvious. So that's why I went that way.
Yeah, you know, I went with Dylan Carlson. I know it's Dylan. And then Stu went with Kebron Hayes,
who hit the homer today in the Cup.
So he's got a, you know, I was looking at him, but I tried to not go with a super obvious pick either, so whatever.
Yeah.
AL Cy Young Award winner, who did you go with?
I have Lucas Giolito, just like I'm guessing you were the other guy who had him.
Yep. So all over it. I don't know. I think he's going to perform this year. But, you know, Gerrit Cole is an obvious choice. The Schomburgs, too.
We're also on a deal with Robert Flores from MLB Central. He said that he thinks Giolito wins it this year. So,
are you saying that he's the only national guy that thinks so?
No, you know, there's other guys who've mentioned it in the conversation, but very few of them make picks.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have the cojones because they know guys like you and I will hold it against them. So.
Yeah. So, you know, we all went separate ways. You took Aaron Nola for NL Cy Young, which oddly I was thinking about Big Jack. So, but I went with Walker Buehler, and he went with Jacob DeGrom getting his 10th one in a row. So, yeah, there we go.
Wow.
AL MVP. You took Aaron Judge. I was right there. I don't know why. You know, you and I kind of tend to think alike, I think. I was there, but, you know, I figured, what the hell, I'm going to give it to Vlad Guerrero Jr. and see if he, if I don't jinx him. And then Summer Stu went with the safe pick. He's never not a safe pick, and Mike Trout.
It's funny is I almost picked Vlad Jr. I actually started to put his name in, and then I changed my mind. So
I actually did the same. I put Judge, but then I was like, nah, I'm going to go with Vlad. So it's pretty interesting. The NL MVP, Paul Goldschmidt, for some reason, Big Jack, I know you that's who your pick was. When I picked him in fantasy, I just felt like, I don't know. I just was like, did I make a wrong pick? Because he was still there. You know what I mean? So that was one of those odd ones. I went with Cody Bellinger, where Schomburg Stu went with Acuna Jr. So this one.
That's funny. I almost picked Cody Bellinger. I was looking for a Dodger to pick, and I couldn't decide on one.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I'm going to go someplace else. Who else is going to win a division? It's like, all right, who's on the Cardinals? So.
Yeah, I think that one was kind of picking through a bunch of the great players on the Dodgers. Speaking of great plays, Diamondbacks just tied up the Padres. with Rich, all the former Cub pitchers on the mound today.
Me Hill pitching, not Rich Hill. Rich Hill's on the Rays. But yeah, you was pretty solid to start, but he got roughed up this inning. So.
Yeah. But to wrap it up, comeback player of the year, probably the hardest one.
Yes.
I went with Jameson Taillon. So I don't know if that was a bad pick or not. But you guys both went with Austin Meadows. He was right up there.
Yeah, that was so odd that we landed on the same guy. You know how hard it is to pick a comeback player of the year? And for two of us to hit the same guy is nuts.
Yeah, and then after I saw your pick for the NL comeback player of the year, I was like, oh, why didn't I think of that?
You won.
Madison?
Yeah, I knew you won. Except he got roughed up today, so he's off to a rough bad start.
But still, I was like, oh, how could I forget about Mad Bomb? But, you know, that's because and it's hard because, you know, we're trying, you know, it's hard to make a comeback after a season last year because technically it wouldn't almost 90% of the league be. But I went with Kyle Schwarber. I don't know what it is, but I feel like the transition, the whole got a new team, new things, you know, all that good stuff is what's going to just kind of give him that bounce back. I think he's going to be in a good position in Washington. And then, you know, Stu went with a big one and Christian Yelich. So,
yeah, I wasn't surprised at all that somebody picked Yelich. I do find it funny that you took Schwarber and he took Yelich because, you know, those are the guys I always compare about. And just so you know, the Diamondbacks just took the lead. So, yeah, they were down 6-1, and now they hit back-to-back homers. They're up 7-6. But it's only the top of the fifth, so there's a long way. No way. Well, yeah, it's top of the fifth, so there's a long way to go. But, yeah, because obviously both Yelich and Schwarber had struggles last year. But honestly, to me, like, I thought about taking Yelich, but it just seemed like a cop-out.
Yeah, well, you know, and I didn't really feel that Schwarber was because potentially he could just bomb.
Never won anything. Yelich is a former MVP. So.
I know.
You know, that's like, you know, in the American League, I almost took J.D. Martinez. I thought about going that route, but I was just like, nah, I'll go, you know. But, yeah, if I'd have known Stu and I were going to pick the same guy, I would have went with J.D. Martinez. But yeah, we'll see how we do. Maybe we'll actually hit something this year.
Yeah, if not, we can brag about how we all think alike in certain positions.
Yeah.
Certain situations.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it'll be a huge upset if like the Yankees, and the Astros don't win their divisions. You know, I would also like, you know, I'd also like to think the majority of the people who are making picks took the Dodgers. I did see Kevin Millar pick the Padres to win the World Series.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I was a little shocked there when, you know, I thought for sure he would go, you know, Dodgers or Yankees. But, yeah, he went Red Sox yesterday. So, yeah, just, you know, yeah, you know, it's always fun to make the picks, even though we generally don't do very well. But, you know, why not, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it's just for fun. And, you know, one year you and I exchanged a prize between each other and someone got mad and stopped doing it with him.
Yeah, you know, I'll never forget that. Never asked for an explanation or anything. Just yelled at me, and not the first time, but you know, it happens. So,
but I mean, you know, when you pick the World Series winner, you know,
Yeah. You know. But, you know, I did have some decent luck to start off in the home run league because I have Key Brian Hayes. I put him in my lineup because Cole Calhoun went on the DIL today. And then Dylan Carlson hit a home run for the Cardinals. And I happen to have him in, too, because, I had to take Eloy Jimenez out.
I don't like to look too much once I set everything up.
I saw the names go by, and I knew who I had because I had just made the changes. So it was just kind of like, oh, okay, well, at least I'm off to a pretty good start. So.
Yeah, and, it's funny that we wrapped up with Comeback Player of the Year because – I drafted your comeback player of the year, you're in Schaumburg Stews, in Meadows, and he's got me 12 points. So I don't know why the guy who set up this league put it at 12 points. No, but I was trying
to. Well, comeback player of the year, Josh Donaldson got a hit to lead off his season, to start his season off. And got hurt running to second base on his double.
Yikes.
So, yeah, I'm guessing it was a hammy or some type of strain or pull. You can look for him to land on the IL here probably tomorrow if you have him in any of your fantasy leagues. Start looking for a third baseman because he's gone. So, yeah, it just looks like another, start of what may be another injury-plagued season for a former MVP. So, yeah, and then the Red Sox lied to me, Dan. They told me Eduardo Rodriguez wasn't going on the IL because he just had a dead arm, and they put him on the frickin' IL today. I was like, I can't believe they lied to me like that. So... but, yeah, other than that, I don't think there were too many other surprise late moves besides the Trevor Rosenthal thing, which I already mentioned to you. So, I did see the Rockies brought back your guy, Julius Chassin. They signed him today. I don't know what he, how long it would take him to get ready or what their plans are for him. But, yeah, he is he's back in Colorado where he's – I think he's fourth on the career wins list. So
yeah, he's going to go out a legend there.
So yeah, definitely. So yeah, you can go in and pick him up later if you need a starter.
I may need.
But, yeah, either way, it's nice to have baseball back. You and I, everybody who's ever listened knows how much you and I really enjoy it. I did see the Angels signed David Fletcher to a 5-year, $26 million deal. So he'll be with Joe Maddon and the Angels for quite some time now.
Wow, isn't that kind of high, or am I wrong?
No, you figure it's what, a little over $5 million a year, considering Francisco Lindor got, what was it? Was it 10 years and $341 million yesterday? So that's not too bad. Either way, it's good work if you can get it. I would have gladly taken either contract, but they didn't offer it to me. Yeah, and if you find it humorous that Lindor got one more $1 million than Tatis did.
Is that just so he could say, like, rub it in his friend's face? I don't know that they're friends, but, yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that. I figured that's why it went that way, was so he could be like, hey, look what I got. I'm going to make one more $1 million than you are. So... Oh, God.
you know, watching all the baseball makes me tired.
But, yeah, you know, I was a little disappointed. You know, the Sox open on the West Coast against the Angels tonight, and, you know, I don't get to see Giolito because, you know, obviously it's not starting till like 9 o'clock or something. So, you know, I'm not going to be up that late with work. But, yeah, we have the White Sox at the Angels. We have the Astros at the A's, and then the Giants at the Mariners are the late games. It's Giolito and Dylan Bundy, Zach Greinke and Chris Bassitt, and then Kevin Gausman and Marco Gonzalez we'll end up wrapping up our evening. So, A's-Astros game is actually the final game on the Mickey Mouse Network tonight.
I'm looking forward to seeing the White Sox Angels game tonight. I think for the White Sox especially, that's a good way to start off the season. West Coast against one of the top teams out there?
Yeah, you know, it should be. You know, obviously it's better that they're there than here because it's, what, 40 degrees outside and crappy? So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I know obviously it's going to warm up, you know, over the weekend we're going to get some better weather. So that'll be a big plus for the Cubs who are home against the Pirates. But, yeah, it's just, you know, and you just knew it was going to happen that way when the Cubs had their home opener. You knew we were going to get garbage weather.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you know, it's just one of those fun things. But are you going – now, will you be able to stay up and watch the whole game? Because, obviously, we're looking at something that's going to end probably after midnight.
We'll see. You know, since I work from home and my daughter hasn't been going anywhere, I've been sleeping in for the last minute. And if, you know, I was binge watching the hell out of Ink Master. I know I'm way behind. But yeah, I'll be up for most of the Sox game. At least, you know, as long as Giolito doesn't throw a no hitter, I should watch his whole performance.
Yeah, you know, and you know, that was the other thing they kept pointing out this morning is how they during the game, how they only expected the starters to be around for about 100 pitches. And all I kept thinking to myself is, can't these guys get in shape? Don't they? Each team has their own trainer, right? I mean, their own personal trainer. Do they not get these guys ready to pitch?
Well, not only that, Big Jack. If they can't pitch more than 100 innings, then what the hell is the point of spring training?
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. So, but all right. Well, let's get out of here and go watch the football.